Welcome back to Caffeinated and Opinionated with Hill Spills. There was not a recording that was uploaded last week, if anybody noticed, and that's because sometimes as an adult you have to learn to take your health seriously. And I realized after puking up blood last Friday and having a terrible headache last Saturday, that I should probably rest and take some things a little easy. Easier than I had been. Many people have told me that puking blood is a sign of ulcers, and that's just great. I've had numerous headaches recently that last a lot longer than they should. I've had so much nausea recently that I thought was just due to anxiety. Now I'm starting to wonder if it's just stress related. And luckily enough for me, my counselor, well, not my counselor, I'm sorry, my prescriber with Cerebral has upped my dosage of Prozac from 20 milligrams a day to 40 milligrams a day. And my Buspirone went from 10 milligrams twice daily for a total of 20 to 15 milligrams twice daily for a total of 30. So we're doing so great. Yeah, so I just, like I said, I needed a little bit of rest and relaxation last week, and that's exactly what I decided to do, and just learning how important that really is. But it's been a rough little bit here, but there's a couple of things I want to cover today, a couple of things that are not related whatsoever. But I find them to be topics I would like to cover today. One of which is going to be, first thing I'm going to talk about is going to be date nights and how I find date nights are important. And, you know, you might sit here and think, well, you know, I have kids, I can't do date nights, or it's expensive to go out all the time, or you're missing the entirety of date night. For me, date night can be ramen noodles and watching a movie. It's not about what you do with that time so much as it is spending quality time with someone. Sorry, got choked up a little bit. You know, if you've ever been with someone who doesn't provide you with the quality time, And you know, giving somebody your time is something that is super important because you can't get time back. That's why I feel like one of the biggest things is just spending quality time together. Like I said, it doesn't matter what's being done, but as someone who came from a bad place where, you know, I didn't have anyone to eat dinner with, I didn't have someone to watch a movie with, I didn't have someone who went to bed with me. You know, all of these things are quality time, and you can fit that into a date night. Date night doesn't have to be going out and watching a movie. Date night could be baking a cake in your kitchen. It could be popping a couple of beers and watching a football game. It really doesn't matter how you spend the time together. It's allowing the other person in your life to know how much they mean. By providing them your time. And it's not something that I realized was super important until more recently, last several months, and how much of an impact and difference it makes. Even if it's something small, it may not be small to your partner, to your significant other. So date nights, whether they're elaborate or not, it's 100% about spending quality time with another person. And once again, giving your time to somebody is the, I think the ultimate sacrifice is giving your time to somebody, because like I said, you can't get time back. So it, like I said, it doesn't have to be, you know, going out to fancy dinner dates and movies and, you know, all that stuff. Like I said, you can give me a bowl of ramen as long as it's chicken flavored. I will be a little picky. But yeah, it's something that I never realized was that important until I had that feeling of knowing how important it is to have dates regularly. Because you should never, I feel like, stop dating the person that you're with. You shouldn't. And previously, dates were so few and far between, even at home dates. And even one of the most perfect dates I can actually say, is a movie. And you go to the Dollar Tree and you get one of those little popcorn, popcorn buckets that looks like a movie theater popcorn. You fill that up, you get some drinks from the Dollar Tree, and then you get some candy from the Dollar Tree, and then you just watch a movie at home. Honestly, it beats, especially like after COVID times and getting to watch like newer releases on like Peacock and things like that. It 100% just annihilates any other kind of like going out to a movie. It's the simple things. Well, obviously not everybody is open and willing to accept the simple things. However, I for one am somebody who is easily amused by the simple things. And just like I said, that quality time with another person. But that's what I want to say on that. I want to stress how important I feel like date nights are. I know not everybody may see that date nights are that important. Like I said, obviously, until a few months back, I myself didn't because I didn't know what it was like having somebody who gave a shit enough to want to spend quality time with me. So there's that aspect of things. But the other thing I want to talk about, which I've never ever really heard anybody debate this, never heard people really talk about it. It's just an opinion that I have that I would like to share and get feedback from others. And that is, at the ripe age of 17 years old, I feel like you should be able to decide whether or not you would like to continue life as an adult at 18 years old, or if you would like to just commit assisted suicide at 18. And it sounds really harsh and really wild that that's even a concept that I would bring up. But think about it this way. All right. And I honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, I probably would have decided that at the age of 17. I'd have been like, fuck this. I can't do this for the rest of my life. This isn't fun. I think that just because two individuals got together and decided to have a child does not mean that I should have to continue to suffer in life and have to go to work and pay bills. The fact that somebody just bestowed that upon me without my consent, honestly, just pisses me off. Why the fact? Why is it that I have to now continue my life just getting up every freaking morning, going to work every freaking morning, paying bills every freaking day, having to decide what I want to eat for dinner, having to clean my house? Like, I'm sorry, I don't feel like I should have to continue living this way because this is not the life that anybody should have to live. Honestly, I feel like I would have been a lot better off if I would have just had the option to do so at the age of 18. And I say assisted suicide, yes. They actually have those suicide machines in insert European country I cannot think of off the top of my head. And I know 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, it's like, why should we give them that choice? Well, because at the age of 18, they're expected to have all these responsibilities just bestowed upon them. Like, oh, you're 18 now, you should serve your country. You're 18-year-old now, so you could start having credit. All of these things that nobody asked for, because constantly there's always the, ex not excuse, but the argument towards people that are pro-choice. Well, how would you feel if you had been aborted? Well, honestly, then I wouldn't have to deal with my shitty dad. So, in all fairness, it kind of sounds like a vacation. But who am I, right? I'm just saying, it sounds like it would be kind of a nice vacation to have just not had to have lived until the age of 27. Not that anybody should be worried about me. I'm just saying, I'm very apathetic about my own life because at this point, I don't think I can do this until I'm like 60 or 70, and I'm only 27. Not to mention, knowing that it just continues to go downhill. Your joints don't get any better. Your skin doesn't get any better. With every passing year, nothing gets better. It continuously gets worse. So I'm really not sure that continuing to do this for the next 40, 50 plus years sounds like an ideal time. It honestly sounds pretty trash. So really, I'm just mad that two people fucked in 1994 and here I am. Okay, I'm just saying. I was not asked about if I wanted to continue life, and I feel like we should give that right. Of course, we should give them a whole year at 17, ponder over things, make that decision. 18th birthday comes, boom. Would you like to continue with life? Would you like to end it all? Like I said, my bitch ass would have been like, let's end it all. I don't think that I can continue to go to school and work and have a job and pay bills. Like, this isn't fun. I've been doing this since I was 17. I've had a job for 10 years. I have going on 11 years. God, that sucks. Oh man, oh man, oh man. I've had a job for such a large chunk of my life that it honestly just makes me want to cry. And having, like I said, having to continue to pay bills, having to clean my house all the time. I did not sign up for this, okay? I really didn't. But these things that are apparently things I have to do to continue to live through life as a an adult, I don't have time for this. I would my Now, if I could live my life not doing these things, and like the fact that I have consistently thought about just, faking my own death, running away with everything I have, which isn't a lot, and just disappearing. I have contemplated that theory and that idea. I can't tell you how many times. I don't know how easy it would be to fake my own death, but I just want to. I feel like I could live on an island so long as I had YouTube to watch all the videos I ever wanted, and I would be entertained. Just give me one a singular outlet to charge my phone, a phone charger that is indestructible, and then a phone that's going to last me a hot minute so I can just watch YouTube videos on it all day. And then, I could be like, how do I catch a fish with a spear on this island? What plants are okay to eat on this island? See, I'm telling you. All I need is my phone, YouTube, a good charging cord, one outlet. And then just drop me on an island and I can do it from there. I can handle the rest. I'll be fine. Honestly, that survival sounds a lot less painful than survival of just the work world, the busy, mundane shit life that is bestowed upon you at the age of 18 or whenever you graduate college and or whenever your mommy and daddy stop paying for stuff. My thoughts are that at the age of 17, individuals should be given that choice. This is going to be a relatively short podcast for the sole fact that I have what I like to call, and this is not related to the podcast, this is just me shooting the shit for a minute here. When I get very depressed and I don't clean, I like to call it my depression nest because it looks like a nest of shit to just around me. I don't clean. There's like snacks and drinks and empty cups and things like that. And like my bed's not made and I'm just in a blanket burrito and it's just really not a good time. And so my depression is like, yes, this is what we want. And then my anxiety and my OCD want to headbutt with the depression. And so I have been on a cleaning spree today. It has been fantastic. Laundry, gonna clean the bathroom, cleaning the kitchen, cleaning out the fridge, all that kind of stuff is what's gonna be done today. So yeah, 100% just getting out of the funk. Hopefully the medication that I take gets me out of the funk. And I just want to say to a bunch of struggling individuals in my life that getting help is completely okay. There are several people that I have talked to recently who need some, so I would say some mental relief. And by that I mean they have a lot going on that they need to that they that I guess they want to work on, they want to fix. And to those individuals, and it has been multiple individuals that have had conversations with me recently. There is no shame in getting help. If you message me individually, text messages, Facebook, whatever, I can send you a link for Cerebral. There's absolutely no shame in getting help whatsoever. There's no help in taking med or there's no shame in taking medicine to get your chemical balance in your brain where it should be. Because I'll tell you right now, without help and without medicine, I'm a monster. I 100% am a an awful person without help and without medicine. So, with that being said, if anybody needs any help or any resources, I would love to help any of you out. There is somebody who recently I gave them some tips and some advice on what to do going forward, as far as some steps that they should take. And they took my advice and they are currently getting help. So anybody that needs me, I am here. I do understand the importance of mental health help, and I can personally give a testimony to how far help has brought me. Yes, I do still experience bouts of depression. It's not consistent like it has been. I just kind of get in a funk, and I think it's more of a cycle thing. Yes, I still experience copious amounts of anxiety. My OCD and my PTSD are significantly reduced thanks to the medication. However, the others are still a constant battle that I am working on. But when I tell you I am a monster without medicine and without help, that is no lie. I am a terrible person without the help that I've gotten. And so I just want to encourage anybody and everybody that does not feel that they are the mentally that they are not the best mentally to just to get help. And like I said, there's no shame in that whatsoever. I will help anybody and everybody that I can with resources and what to do. So with that being said, everyone have a wonderful Sunday. Just wanted to give that PSA. About the importance of mental health help, because it is it's a topic that, you know, if it's something that also affects you, you know how it affects other people when they don't get the help that they need. You see what it's like, and you've struggled and you've been there, and you don't ever want anybody to be in the dark places that you've been. So, with that being said, everyone, have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great Sunday. Stay safe. And the only thing that's going to make me miss any episodes are emergencies or me just not being able to handle health very well. So, with that being said, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you all next Sunday. Thank you.